They're awaiting a verdict. Residents of Oakland, California, it's a racially charged murder case of a white BART officer, that's the transit system in the Bay Area, who shot an unarmed black rider in the back on New Year's Day in 2009. The evidence in the case was widely viewed. You may have seen it yourself. It was captured on multiple passengers' cell phone video cameras. And the shooting sparked multiple protests and rioting in downtown Oakland. And it's divided the community, in some cases along racial lines. Here's 16-year-old Sophia Jackson speaking to California's Youth Radio back in June.
Majority of white people are going to feel different than any black person on the case because it happened to a black man, and someone that's white would feel differently, like the officer is doing his job.
Well, the racial divisions feel very 20th century, but the media and the imagery used in this trial is all 21st century. Covering it is Jack Leonard, reporter for the LA Times. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So, first of all, how long has the jury been deliberating?
You know, the jury hasn't got the case yet. Closing arguments are probably going to end today, and the jury will get the case, and so they'll begin deliberating today and probably into next week.
When they do, you know, describe the sort of deconstruction of the widely seen video in the case that certainly affected this trial. In the Rodney King case, you'll recall, a publicly viewed video of a beating was reconstructed by the defense in the first Rodney King trial to allow jurors to say, well, you know, it looks like this is going on here, but in fact, if you look closer, it's something quite different. Was that the strategy of the defense in this trial?
Yeah, that's exactly one of the strategies. Although, unlike Rodney King, the defense here is not saying that the officer was justified in pulling his gun and shooting Oscar Grant in the back as he lay on a platform. What they're saying is that this was a tragic accident, that the officer meant to grab his electric taser weapon to immobilize Grant during a struggle as the officer was trying to handcuff him. But they've brought in experts who've looked at the video, who've argued that that the victim in this case was resisting arrest, and that you can see on the video the officer doing things that would be consistent with trying to draw that electric taser weapon rather than his firearm. Whereas obviously the prosecutor has dissected and shown the video again and again for his own ends to show to tell the jury, look, what you see is exactly what's happening.
And the case here involves a second-degree murder charge. It carries a maximum sentence of 15 years to life. Do people in the community have a sense of what's the most inflammatory, negative, worst-case scenario here, depending on how the jury reports this out?
Well, I mean, I know that city leaders and police officials are concerned about possible violence after a verdict, and presumably the chances of that would be higher if it was an outright acquittal, which, you know, in this case, anything's possible. You know, the defense has given a roadmap to jurors as to how they could acquit the officer, there's also possibilities of manslaughter convictions in this case, and so, you know, it's unclear what the reaction would be, you know, if something like that happened.
And
while there has been concern about violence, I know the city has been trying to allay fears, and when there was violence in the days after the shooting, Oakland police have said that a lot of that was stirred up by outsiders, from what they can see from the people they were arresting. So, you know, it remains to be seen. Obviously, this case is going to stir emotions regardless of the verdict.
It certainly already has. Jack Leonard, reporter for the LA Times, reporting on the BART trial, which goes to the jury. We expect very soon closing arguments today. Thanks so much, Jack.
Thank you.